Emily Roth sits in a cafe after a long weekend shift. The 27-year-old obstetrics nurse eats a sandwich and gushes about her 15-month-old daughter. Her smile puffs her cheeks up, lifting her brown rectangular framed glasses away from her face. Roth has been a nurse for 3 years, and she loves her job. But she hasn't always felt that way.
I was going home pretty stressed out on a regular basis. I would go home, cry to my husband sometimes.
3 months ago, she moved from a position where she'd been working with oncology patients.
Patients who were around my age with cancer and dying, like, and taking that home and seeing my life and not being able to make their lives better was taking its toll on me.
Roth isn't alone. A 2012 study produced by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation found that in a sample of 2,500 nurses in North Carolina, close to 20% of them reported depressive symptoms, around double the rate of the general population. But critics say the sample size isn't large enough to assume that this is the case across the country and the profession. Carol Farley Toombs doesn't believe nurses are at a greater risk for depression than the population as a whole. She is the Associate Director of Nursing Practice for Strong Behavioral Health at the University of Rochester Medical Center. She likens them to police, firefighters, and emergency responders who all care for people in extreme situations.
And by nature, then, yes, that exposes them more to the potential for traumatic situations.
Cindy Amalfi has been a nurse in a number of units. Over 30 years, she's watched the extreme on-the-job stress cause burnout in many of her colleagues.
Sadness, death, and dying, and then combine all that with long working hours, oftentimes rotating shifts, working night shifts, and also sleep deprivation can all add to enhancing that trauma.
An approach used at URMC can be found in many hospitals. After a traumatic incident or in the most stressful units in the hospital, like emergency and intensive care, they hold debriefing sessions. Farley Toombs explains how they work.
Each person telling what they saw and what they experienced in that process, and you begin to put together the whole picture. And as people begin to be able to talk about it, it decreases the stress reaction because you're cognitively now putting words to your feelings.
Nurses who spoke to me said this is helpful. Amalfi sees hospitals doing more to support staff now than when she began her career. Hospital administrators say they've got to do what it takes to keep good nurses on the job. Along with debriefing sessions, there's counseling through the Employee Assistance Program, chaplain services, and other programs that encourage what they call self-care. Clinical Assistant Professor of Nursing at the College at Brockport, Jennifer Chesborough makes sure her students know the risks. Without a positive outlet, she's seen people cope in unhealthy ways.
And I can handle all this and still keep moving. And for some people can, but the majority of people, I think they do take that toll of, you know, maybe they start turning towards things that aren't so healthy, like drugs and alcohol.
The New York State Nurses Association offers a program that helps nurses address problems with substance abuse without losing their licenses through support from other professionals. Chesborough says community support can also play a role even before bad habits develop.
I worked with great people who said, hey, you know, why don't you pull back a little bit? And then and I tried to do that for them, too. And that was really important, that camaraderie and sense of you can't do this by yourself. You really need to reach out to other people.
Chesborough teaches her students to ask for help with on-the-job stress just as easily as they seek out advice on nursing techniques. Michelle Faust, WXXI News.